Hello, everyone. Radical Russ here at the second day of the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo. We're here at SB Ventures speaking with Ty Camp. How are you doing, Ty?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic. Couldn't be better. And SB Ventures, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here.
Well, basically SB, we stand for a small business and we develop and help the cannabis industry, specializing in everything from bookkeeping, all the boring stuff that people don't like to do, from HR to QuickBooks, helping people just, establish and do it right. We currently manage 5 stores with another 3 coming online with a couple grows. So this is an Oregon, Washington market. And basically we're just looking to, make sure people are supported, that they have all the stuff they need. And so we'll help them with brand development from, all kinds of stuff, everything from print to media to, all the inside stuff. Like I said, bookkeeping and HR and that kind of stuff. So
for people that are looking to get into the cannabis space, in the, they got a great small business idea, can you give them some pointers as to what they should have together before they come visit you?
Well, the first thing is, if they're looking to manage it themselves, like run a store, let's say somebody wants a dispensary, acquiring a license, acquiring a good partnership if you can't get one, and then just really having a good business plan going forward. And that's where, people need to get the right advice from people and come in and say, okay, what's my business look like a year from now? Am I actually running the business day to day, or am I actually going to have somebody else run it? And then what does that look like? So have a really clear expectation to what your outcome, because, there's a false sense of, boy, if I have a license, I'm a millionaire. And, it's far from that. A typical owner coming in to start up a store needs to be looking at about $250,000 to even consider it in the state of Washington. That's if you can get a license. Oregon, Oregon's gone a little bit different. They have somewhere in the neighborhood of 850 licenses, and it's maybe a little easier, but location. You could have a store that's doing $400 a day, and so nobody's getting rich that way. So again, it's just a matter of making sure you do your research, know your neighborhoods, what you're trying to accomplish. So,
and how about the pitfalls of getting involved in the cannabis industry, things like taxes and banking and so forth?
Oh, absolutely. We've been lucky enough that we do have banking where we can actually say what we do for a living and, armor car pickup for protection and that kind of stuff. And so there are some banks out there, if you've done your homework, that you can get that accomplished. We've been blessed with that. A lot of people will come in and they try to do, where they can do merchant services and different things. And you got to be really careful. That's a slippery slope, because obviously Visa and a lot of the guys have to make sure that that's legal. You can't just switch a code to make it happen. So, the key here is, if we're going to do this, and in my humble opinion, cannabis is here to stay. It's just a matter of, if we're going to do it, we got to sure we do it right. Because every time a dispensary or somebody else does it and reverts back to the black market era, it actually hurts all of us. Trying to get to a point where we can, grow and grow respectfully and protect kids from what we know to be harmful stuff. This is an adult decision. And if we get there and we do it right, that's a win for everybody. So that's our goal, and that's what we're trying to do to support it. Our organization was actually started by 2 doctors. They're actively working in the medical field, and they're very well respected. So, the name is everything, and we try to stick behind that and do it right. So
what brought you into working in this industry? Is there a personal story that compelled you to get involved?
So, funny that you should ask that. I would say, fairly conservative prior to coming to this industry. I've been in it for a little over a year and a half, and I was working for a large bank. Okay. One of my clients came to me and said, "Hey, would you help me come run a company? This is what it is." And I hesitantly went and looked, and I thought, this is exciting. This is, and the stigmatism of, you got to realize, a conservative person growing up was, anybody that smoked pot was a stoner, and, they weren't very effective in life. But again, it's how I was raised. And, after being next to people and understanding that, wait, there's clearly high-functioning people that can partake and can manage, and you would have no idea even if they did partake. And, my eyes were opened up quite a bit, and, I grew up, and I realized that, there's not a whole lot of difference between me drinking a Long Island iced tea and having, a nice little hit off my vape pen, if you will.
Right.
But the industry's great, and it's come a long ways, and it's really nice to see it grow up. So we're just here to support it, make sure it's done right, and,
That's a really good story because so many people come from the same background you do with those preconceived notions and prejudices, and then exposure to this kind of turns them around. And so in a sense, what you're doing is a form of activism by, you know, being these businesses that provide this great example for people to learn from. Does that make you feel good?
It does. It did. It took me about 6 months to tell my mom, though, so if that's worth anything. Yeah. But the bottom line is, you know, my eyes are open. It's clear. And, you know, we're really, like I said, just trying to support it, do it right, make sure that the right people are in the right place. And, you know, if you're looking to do a business and you're wanting to get started up in it, you know, the partnership, and you got to realize it. The reverse side of that is you have the black market that's coming and trying to become legit. Well, if somebody's been black market for 22 years, growing in their basement, coming above ground and doing partnerships with people that are business or naive to the business, that's where the real hangups get. And there's a lot of them that have adjusted, but there's some that haven't. And you'll see a lot of lawsuits and different things that happen. People get into business and they're not good business partners. So, you know, people got to be careful and do their research and or ask for somebody to help them. That's where we come in. So,
all right. Well, get your help from SB Ventures. And Ty, give us some contact info or website so people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's give you the website here. So it's sbventuresgroup.com. A local phone number would be 360-203-3258. Like I said, we'd love to help you. And if somebody's looking to get in the industry, we'd love to help them. Both Oregon and Washington at this point, and we'll be looking to expand from there. So,
all right, you're looking for help in the Pacific Northwest, get a hold of SB Ventures. Ty Camp, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Russ.